Welcome back to the Shout Louder podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Williams. Thanks to everyone who's been listening to the podcasts I've done over the last few weeks. I really appreciate it. What's happening right now? It's September. Coronavirus is still a thing. Brexit is incoming. Apparently, it's less than 100 days till Christmas. But the good news is we've got loads of punk rock. Let's focus on the punk rock, right? Let's kick things off. This is Teresa Banks.
Will you fuckers open your eyes?
That was Dead Matador by Teresa Banks. They're an awesome band from Helsinki in Finland. That's only a short little track, but it absolutely slaps. They've got some new stuff coming out soon, and I highly recommend having a little listen to it. I've got quite a few new tracks this week from different bands. I've been trying to keep up with everything that's coming out, but I think everyone's been busy over lockdown. They've all been recording, so I'm really struggling to keep up with all the awesome new music that's coming along out there. If you've got a new record out, then do give me a shout or email the track over. I'm always happy to have a listen. I've got another new track for you. This is Winning Streak, who, well, there's three of them from Texas, one from up in Canada. They've got Davey Knight from Debt Cemetery, and also they've got Chris McGrath from Much The Same, doing a bit of guitar and backing vocals as well. So this is a new single from them. This is Winning Streak with Stop Screaming.
We'll be right back.
Two bands there who absolutely nail it on the harmonies. That last track was The Long Road to Zurich from the JB Conspiracy. I've been watching the JB Conspiracy for absolutely years. I fell in love with them back in High Wycombe, maybe like 9 or 10 years ago. They're one of those bands where they've got a few too many members. There's 7 of them. They're all excellent musicians. It's exciting to hear them coming out with some new stuff. They were one of the last bands I saw live, actually. They played at Do It Together Fest on Friday. That was an event that I put on with Colin Clark and Paul Smith earlier in the year. And that was, one of the last gigs that I went to, or at least one of the last properly chaotic gigs with loads of different bands and all of the mates filling the room. Before that, that was Winning Streak with Stop Screaming. That's an awesome single. They've got some new stuff coming out again, always worth a look. And I'm going to dive into some more new things. So some pals of mine recently have been working on some excellent compilations in aid of different charities. And Colin Clark from Colin's Punk Rock World and Matt Spear from Ear Nutrition, both online blogs or zines, whatever you want to call them, that you absolutely need to check out. Those are two people with their real finger on the pulse of everything new that's coming out. They're really, really smashing it with reviews. It's such a weird thing because for both of them, I probably enjoyed, well, at least for Colin, I probably enjoyed their live reviews the most when I first discovered them. And now there's no live music to write about. So instead, they're really, really hitting it with reviews and interviews. It's two wonderful websites. You know, anyone who's a fan of Shout Louder, you will really love Ear Nutrition and Colin's Punk Rock World. Anyway, they've just released a compilation of 20 tracks. It's called Fair Punks Share. All the proceeds from it are going towards a charity called Fair Share, who help redistribute food to the people who really, really need it. And the way that they've split it, I think each of them has picked 10 tracks of the kind of bands that they're into. And the idea is to raise some money, but also to spread the word about some great new bands that are out there. So I'm going to play 2 tracks from that compilation. The first one, I'm going to guess, is probably one of Colin's choices. This is Abandon the Midwest with Mistreat Yourself. You're afraid you won't amount to anything anymore. Yeah. There from the Fair Punks Share compilation that Colin and Matt have just done. That last track was Kill Her First with Street Dog versus Eagle. Again, at a guess, I'm going to say that was probably one of Matt's choices. You can tell from the kind of twiddly technical stuff going on, and it's a little bit on the heavier side. And before that, that was Abandon the Midwest with Mistreat Yourself. Definitely go check those out. It's an excellent compilation and a great way to discover some new music at the moment. So what's been going on with everybody? Are people starting to go back to normal a little bit now? I actually went to an outdoor event recently with some music, which initially felt like a bit of an uncomfortable thing to do. But I went to an event, I saw the Craig Charles Funk and Soul show at a place called Social Avenue in Manchester. And it wasn't the best experience ever. So they'd set it up in two big like wedding marquees, you know, the big white plastic things. They hadn't done a lot in the way of stage dressing. It was almost like they put up like five bits of bunting around the stage and then they just gave up. Like their budget was a tenner and they went to, you know, one of those pound shops like you do like with Halloween decorations and stuff like that. Craig Charles played some great songs, but the crowd was so weird. So the way that it was laid out, we had these little squares that had been spray painted onto the floor. And in that square, you had like a wooden trestle table and two benches. We had two of us, so we had plenty of space. But you also had groups of six on the same size table, and they were moving the furniture around so that they could fit six of them in these tiny little squares and they could all dance. And each of those squares were spaced out apart from each other. And if you wanted to move around, you'd have a face mask on. There was security bobbing about all over the place. But the thing is, the security guards were telling people off for not wearing face masks, but the security guards weren't wearing face masks. So I don't know, it was just a bit weird. And you could see that there were like groups of guys trying to hit on girls, but from like a 2 meter distance. And then there were lots of kind of mid-50s women having a bit of a jolly and getting a bit too drunk and falling over themselves. And it was just a bit strange. Although one experience that I did have at that event was something that any punk rock summer is not complete without. I got to use a portaloo. It was fantastic. And when I say fantastic, I mean fucking horrendous. You know, there was a long queue. There was no lighting over the portaloo. As soon as I got there, they'd already run out of toilet roll. I'm guessing they didn't even bother putting any in. And also, at the end of the night, and I should preface this as well by saying I was completely sober when this happened. All completely sober. But I went into the toilet and it was so dark. And I could see that around the seat, there were loads of stuff. So it was definitely a kind of a hover situation, if you know what I mean. So I'm holding onto the bar on the back of the door and I've got my trousers down. I'm trying to hover and have a bit of a wee, as you do. And it took me a minute, but almost as soon as I let fly with my urine, I realized that the fucking toilet lid was down. But it was so dark, I hadn't even noticed that the toilet lid was down. So what would the summer be if I hadn't at some point pissed on myself in a portaloo? It was a beautiful moment. It was a very punk rock moment. And we decided to go home after that. Have you been to any socially distanced events? Are they a thing? I can see that New Cross Inn are starting to put on some seated gigs. And there's also people announcing like actual real life shows. Venom Prison are doing a show with Leached at Rebellion in Manchester in January, which looks super exciting, but how are they going to do it? Are they going to have like little squares for you to dance in? Are they going to try and do seating? Or are they just announcing it as a bit of promo for an album that they're going to release? Who knows? And there's definitely stuff that's starting to be announced for like January, March, even like as late as November in 2021. And I think that's great, but I also think it might be a little bit optimistic at the moment. And I think to anyone outside of the UK who's thinking about coming and touring over here, it's probably a write-off for next year, I'm not going to lie. I mean, how does touring even work? Are you allowed to travel? Who knows? I don't even know what the restrictions are. And in Manchester, we've got stricter rules than everywhere else at the moment. It's hard to tell what the right thing to do is. On the other hand, we've got some more punk rock. One of my favourite artist is teasing a track off a new album. Stodge Snack. Well, I always say Stodge. I've been reliably informed that it's Stoy Snack. Stoy Snack? If anyone can correct me, that would be marvellous. He's got a brand new single out called Fire, which is off an album that's going to come out on TNS Records in October. Let's have a listen to that. This is Stoy Snack with Fire.
You kill the cops!
Triple Sunday there with Dazed. That's off their Glow EP that they released last year. I never get sick of Triple Sunday. I'm always happy to listen to them. They're a great little band from London, and I would definitely advise you to go and have a listen to their whole back catalogue if you can. And before that, that was Stoy Snack with Fire, or Stodge Snack. I might just stick with the English pronunciation because it confuses me otherwise. But that was Fire. That's the new track or new single from an album called Life, Death and Everything in Between. That's coming out on TNS Records on the 23rd of October. His previous album, Screamer Songwriter, was one of my, not even a favourite from the year it came out. It's just something that I love listening to. He's absolutely stunning live as well. So that's Nils Sorensen. He was in Mighty Midgets and I think a couple of other bands. And I think he's involved with the running of 5 Feet Under Records in Denmark. But yeah, so excited to hear some new stuff coming from him. A band that I discovered recently that I want you guys to hear is a band called Nutshell. They're from Leuven in Belgium. Again, hoping I'm pronouncing things correctly. Who knows? But yeah, I've got a track for you here called Malthusian Trap. This is from an EP that they've just done called Tidal Waves, which they describe as an energetic wall of sound that hits you in the face faster than a train fueled by 10,000 gallons of channeled coffee. Of course I'm going to love that. So yeah, this is The Malthusian Trap by Nutshell.
Yeah.
Hard Girls playing Hot for the Halo. Bit of a throwback there from 2014. That album, Isn't It Worse, was a big listen for me. That was a full on repeat for years and years after it came out. I don't know, it's got that kind of twinkly indie thing going on that sometimes I don't like, but in this case, I absolutely love it. So what else has been going on in the world? I say there's been a lot of new releases. I'm trying to keep up. I've recently gone back to work, so I've not had a huge amount of time for all things Shout Louder or all things punk rock, although I have had more time to listen to it because I'm having to commute into work. For those of you who don't know, I work in a bar in Manchester. Well, we're a bar, but we're also, you know, it's like a vegetarian pizza restaurant as well, and we've got like 20 different vegan options. I really like working there, although it might not be the world's most challenging job. It's so nice to work for a company that reflects your ethos. And everything there, what you try and do, you know, we showcase local beers. We try to only really get stock locally. You know, we go maybe about as far as Yorkshire and that's it. You know, it's vegetarian and vegan. We try to be trans and, you know, gender non-conforming exclusive. Exclusive? Inclusive. The opposite of what I said. But yeah, everybody's welcome. And we try to cater for quite a few, like, alternative needs as well. It's such a nice environment to work in. I've really enjoyed being back there. If anyone wants to come see me, it's Sandbar, which if you've been to Manchester Punk Festival, you might recognise because it's sat opposite the Breadshed. The most interesting thing I've found from being back at work is the systems that we've got in place for coronavirus. And I imagine that quite a lot of people now have been out to bars and restaurants and they've been through the process. A lot of places are adopting payment systems where you have to go through a website or an app rather than ordering at the bar or ordering in person. And you would not believe the amount of people who complain about that and the amount of people who complain about having to put their details down for the track and trace. I can understand that. You know, there's no part of me that really wants everywhere to have my contact details. It seems a bit kind of creepy and big brotherish. But equally, it's not our choice. It's what we're being told to do. And we can be fined if we don't collect track and trace details. But yeah, a lot of customers, they really come in and give you some shit for that. You know, so stop giving bar staff shit for stuff that they have no control whatsoever over. You know, we're all doing our best. But yeah, that's been entertaining. It's been really nice to see the customers again and the regulars, and it's been lovely to see the people I work with. Hopefully I'll get a bit of time for some music stuff too, but in the meantime, I'm just happy to be back on my feet, and frankly, I'm grateful to have a fucking job. But yeah, it's all going to be okay. I've got a really, really cheesy and yet glorious track for you now. I've got a track here from a band called Modus Fire, who are from Sydney. They sent this over and it's kind of like heavy rock sort of thing, but also with a bit of ska involved. I'll let you hear it for yourself, but I absolutely fucking loved it. It really pushed my guilty pleasure button. This is Time Flies by Modus Fire.
but do not be surprised when they have gathered all the evidence that none of this was gonna keep you safe.
Last track was Douglas Firs with Something in the Trees. Douglas Firs are from down Portsmouth way. It's a couple of the guys from Sombulance and one of the guys, Andy, from Captain Trips. Both bands that I absolutely love, and they've done a really great little three-track EP that's going to be coming out later in the year. I got to have a bit of a sneak peek at it, and I thought, well, I'm going to have to share it with you guys as well, aren't I? That's right up my street. That's exactly what I want to be hearing. But yeah, it's been a really great time for new punk rock. There's loads of new stuff coming out, and it's interesting that it's not all just like lockdown stuff that people have done in their bedrooms. People have been really, really working hard on it. I was speaking to a few friends, including Danny from Fair Dues recently, and he says that he's been spending a lot of time just playing guitar as, you know, a way of kind of keeping his mind off the eternal boredom of life and working from home and all that kind of thing. And I'm just hoping that there are so many people who come out of this with extra skills because they've had more time to practice or more time to play around with it, time to do a bit more songwriting, everything like that. You know, I think there's going to be some amazing stuff that comes out of the coronavirus pandemic, even if we don't get to have live shows for a little bit. I'm wondering what's going to pop up instead. People are going to be marketing their music in different ways, I would have thought. But yeah, it'll be interesting because, you know, creativity blooms from adversity. And I'm really excited to see what direction the punk scene goes in now. I'm going to close things out now with a longer, lovely track from Joe Tilston. Joe Tilston is an absolutely amazing solo artist. He does some really good kind of folky acoustic stuff. But most people will probably know Joe from his two bands. There's Random Hand that he plays in and also Traits, who haven't done a huge amount in a while, but are, you know, a wonderful group. But yeah, Joe's from up in Leeds and he's put together an album. I don't think he's released everything off of it yet, but I did have a sneak peek recently of a video that he's done for this song and it's fucking great. So I'm looking forward to that coming out. And I'd always want to support Joe in what he's doing. He also runs Merch Stall. So if you're looking to get any t-shirts or anything screen printed, he's a great person to go to. They've got a really ethical background. They're really good at using like ethically sourced products. And they're quick and they're cheap and they're very, very good. I would highly recommend them. But yeah, here's a track from Joe Tilston. This is Rains. In the meantime, I miss you all as always. And I'll see you down the front.
For the rain to come, we're anticipating all the work to be done. So keep those fingers crossed, that'll fix it. All the love and work we lost, are we gonna miss it? Time will tell.